coach of the ASCO Engineering Lady Heat. And that is Travis Coombs. Very good morning to you, Trav.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Well, great to catch up with you, mate. Well rested, 2 weeks break, and you're back on the road this weekend. It's going to be a hell of a game, isn't it? Big doubleheader, which is coming up. It must be difficult, though, coming back after 2 weeks off.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Like, we had a lot of momentum going at the time, and now we've got to try and recapture that coming back in after 2 weeks off. So it's going to be difficult for the girls, but pretty confident we're going to be right.
Oh, like I say, doubleheader on the road this weekend. You're 2-0 at the moment, which is fantastic. Southern Peninsula, mm-hmm. play those guys on Saturday night. Rosebud Basketball Stadium. What can you tell us about Southern Peninsula?
Look, they were in Div 2 last year, and actually their coach resigned after the second week. So they've got a brand new coach. What we've watched, we can go off, but the new coach might have different ideas. So it's a bit of a wait and see to see what they come out with Saturday night.
So Southern Peninsula, are they tall side, are they fast side? Have they got any imports?
Yeah, they've got an import. She's been living in Australia for a couple of years. They've got one big, but we think our pace is once again is going to be the difference in that game. They like to play in a half court sort of game. So if we can break that down and get a lot of quick stuff down the floor, we should be right.
Yeah, terrific stuff. So Southern Peninsula on Saturday night, and then on Sunday you take on Warrandyte at Warrandyte yep. Sports Complex. What do you know about Warrandyte?
They've recruited the absolute eyes out of the Melbourne basketball scene, and they've recruited about 4 or 5 players, and they've got a really good import. It's going to be a really tough game for us on Sunday, backing up after Saturday night. They're not the quickest side, so if we can use our pace again, we should be right there. And we're pretty confident in our defence that we should be able to shut a couple of them down.
So it'll be 4-0 after the weekend, is that right?
Oh, look, I'd love that, Matt. But if we can split the road trip and get one, that'd be great. And if we come away with two, that'd be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic. And how's the team, how's training been throughout the course of the week?
Mate, it's been great this week. The girls really rested, really refreshed coming back. Tuesday night, I've never seen them run so hard, so it was great. Yeah, hopefully they'll be right to go on the weekend.
Yeah, considering you've had the 2 weeks rest, is that a good thing or a bad thing in your opinion? I know we spoke about it just a moment ago, but I mean, having a rest and being refreshed might be a good thing, a positive thing.
We had a couple of small niggles, actually, so it's actually been quite good. A couple of training mishaps. So it's been good to have the girls get a bit of rest, get a bit of treatment, and get back to 100%. So it has been good in that respect. So, yeah, hopefully that works going forward for us.
Fantastic. All right, so Southern Peninsula Saturday, Warrandyte on Sunday. Always tough on the road, as we know. Hopefully it'll be 4-0 yep. after the weekend. No pressure. Great to catch up with you, Trav. And thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
No worries, mate. Cheers.